The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So arriving in your body, just opening to however you are in this moment, just taking that in, however you are right now. Noticing areas of tension, perhaps, just kind of doing a survey of your body. Without judgment, without trying to fix it or change it right now, just exploring being with what is here in the body. And we'll start exploring this relaxation through the physical body. Through a kind of a body scan. And so starting with the attention in your head, the top of your head, and seeing, can there be a softening, a relaxing of the sensations at the head, the top of the head, across the forehead. And seeing if there can be a relaxation of the face, softening around the eyes, the jaw, relaxing the mouth. And it's just relaxing as much as you have access to. Relaxing the face is particularly helpful. There seems to be a pretty strong connection between the relaxing of the face and having an effect on relaxing the mind. And so if you can soften those muscles of your face, you might notice a little bit of a shift in your mind state. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. The arms and hands. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back, across the shoulders, across the collarbone, around the shoulder blades. Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles around the rib cage. And sometimes I find as I attune to this area, very naturally a deeper breath arises, but maybe you could explore a deeper breath or two at this point. And notice how that stretches all of those muscles on the rib cage, front and back of the rib cage. A deep in-breath, stretching those muscles, and then how they can soften and relax on the out-breath. Maybe another deeper breath before allowing the breathing to return to normal. Seeing if there can be a softening across the stomach and abdomen. That's an area we almost subconsciously hold tension at times, and sometimes just almost letting that area hang forward a little bit. There's a kind of a habitual way in which we might pull that area in. So just for now, in this time, just seeing if you can let that area relax and hang forward a little bit. Relaxing the hips. You might even be possible to relax inside the hip socket. Yes, deep in the hip socket. Sometimes the tendons and ligaments there can soften a little bit. Relaxing the thighs, the hamstrings. The knees, the shins and calves and feet. And then as a way into exploring a relaxation of the mind, I sometimes like to offer the reflection or analogy Gill has suggested. We've been relaxing our muscles of the body, and so just kind of envisioning or imagining your brain as if it were a muscle. And maybe the brain can relax. Maybe too, more deeply inside the body, the inside of the throat might be able to relax. Maybe the heart can relax. And maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. As we relax the body in this way, it can settle us a little bit to have some capacity to invite or request, we could say, request the system to show us if there's a little more relaxation available. Sometimes our minds and bodies know more than we do about these things, and when we're in a slightly settled state, sometimes there's access to this. And so just without trying to do it, just dropping in a kind of a request or an invitation, may the body relax. And then not trying to do that, but just kind of dropping that in and then seeing how do the mind and body respond to that request. May the body relax. Just be available to see if there's some place or aspect of the body that shows you that it can soften a little more or release a little more. May the body relax. May the body relax. And then dropping in, may the mind relax. Again, not needing to know even what it means, but just dropping that in and seeing, how does the mind respond? How do the mind and body respond to that request? May the mind relax. This whole time we've been exploring being aware while relaxing. And so whatever shift or sense of even maybe a small little bit of relaxation that's accessible in this moment, can you just let the awareness like rest there? Rest. Be aware of that resting, whatever kind of rest or relaxation is available, if there is any. Just be aware of that. And if it doesn't feel like the body is resting in a relaxation, perhaps just taking in, I'm seeing you here on the screen, and many of you are very still. And so maybe you can just be aware of that stillness of body. I'm going to let the awareness rest there. Aware of resting. This is not a focused kind of awareness. In my experience, as I open to that aware of resting, I also sometimes become aware of some other things, like the breathing or sounds happening around, kind of an open awareness as holding, while holding that aware of whatever connection there is to resting or relaxing. Sometimes I find as I rest in this space or connect to this aware of rest, of relaxation, there at times becomes an awareness of tension arising or non-rest arising, and that's okay. Recognizing that, and perhaps as you see a particular tension arise, you could invite again, if it's tension arising in the body, you could invite again, may the body relax. Or if it's a kind of tension that feels like you can allow a conscious relaxation, that's fine too. In a way, the anchor or the kind of main object for this practice is noticing rest or relaxation, and then noticing when that shifts away from that. Being aware of that, maybe taking a breath and seeing if there can be an inclination or an inclining back towards relaxation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And of course, the mind will think and wander, and it can be that that can happen even within the context of staying connected to this awareness of resting. But sometimes we can get caught in the thoughts. And if that happens in the moment when you recognize that you have been caught, take in again, how are you in this moment? Has tension crept back in while the mind was wandering? If it has, then take some time to relax the body again. Relax the mind. And explore this connection with resting. Sometimes when the mind wanders, sometimes it happens that when we wake up, the mind is actually more resting, more calm, more easeful than it was before the mind wandered. That actually happens more often than I would have thought. And so sometimes when we come back from wandering, if we're not judging ourselves for the mind wandering, we can actually see, oh, there's more rest here, and then be aware of that, aware of that calm or that ease or that rest or that relaxation. And continuing for the next little while until I ring the bell to explore this, if this feels useful for you, or if not, then just returning to whatever practice is most helpful for you.